Coach, well, you got another veteran quarterback coming up this week. I mean, how does it affect the game plan when you know there's probably only so many mistakes a guy who's been in the league so long is going to make?
Well, you attack your game plan with different reasons than just the quarterback, you know. But, I mean, you definitely take that into account because, you know, he is one of the premier quarterbacks of the league.
Matchup-wise, what kind of problems is Mike Williams creating for opponents right now?
I was with Mike in Oakland. You know, it's one of the things. The first thing I said when I watched him was I was really happy for him because he's a big, powerful receiver, and you know, we just got to keep changing up our looks to him, you know, on what we give him, and you know, he's been doing really well.
How's he different? I mean, obviously he just couldn't catch on, and, you know, had his, you know, but now it seems like everybody's review is that he's a changed guy. What do you see different?
I can just go off the tape, you know what I mean? I don't know what he's all changed. You know, I just know that you're seeing some, you know, some explosive plays out of him, you know, by a big explosive receiver. That's all.
I mean, physically, I mean, does he look any different than when you were with him?
Like I said, I haven't seen him in person or anything like that, but I'm just saying on the tape, it's. I think people are, you know, they're saying, and I can't coach their team, but they're getting what they expected out of him a few years back.
Looked like it. They took advantage of Niners tried to be really aggressive in coverage, and they ran a lot of double moves and all those things.
You were watching some tape, man.
Well, I had nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's
speaking
part,
of dorks.
That's part of, that's part of the West Coast philosophy, you know, and you know, I think they did a nice job against San Francisco.
Is that something you would – I mean, you have veteran corners who probably aren't going to go at that all the time, but that's something you certainly discuss and being – patient.
We're starting to go into the scheme thing again. I'm not going to talk about the scheme.
Well, we
definitely saw that, though. Saw how they converted against San Francisco.
Okay. Is there any concerns about the pass defense as a whole, just because of, you know, the Jacksonville game?
Well, I think what you do is, I think every time you go out on the field, you have concerns, you know, defensively. And, you know, the whole measuring stick is whether you win or lose, okay, and what you try to take care of. And so, you know, I think we have a veteran group that you know, we know that we just have, it doesn't, you know, like Josh has been talking about all week and we've been talking about in our room, it's not a thing of who we're playing, it's how we play. And we need to do more things better longer.
You look at the pass rush, it wasn't just a function of not really getting them into a lot of obvious passes situations.
Oh, we got them in some third and long, and you know, Ayers had five hits on the quarterback and he had a sack. You know, it's one of the things when you play Jacksonville is you have to, you know, you have to pick your poison. All right, so when I say pick your poison, there's a lot of different things you have to look at, and I think that, you know, once again, we're measuring everything off of wins and losses, so we're not happy about anything on defense. But, you know, I also know we've got a lot of, you know, we've got six defensive linemen on the roster that are working their tail off, and we've got some outside backers that are working their tail off as well.
How much of a difference have you seen in Robert Ayers this season?
Well, it goes back to, you know, what I've always said about him is he's starting to give us what we expected. Is that, you know, the game's slowing down for him, and you're going to just see him, and as well as all the others, that the game slows down for him.